This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Time now to check in with the financial markets, and a little earlier I spoke to Chris Lowe of FTN Financial, who gave me his thoughts on the week on Wall Street.
We came into the week, markets were calmer anyway. Oil prices were up a bit last week. It looks like we've perhaps found a bottom there. But we had one of those funny weeks in the U.S. with absolutely no new data releases, no earnings releases, no Fed officials on the wires. And we found ourselves anticipating the ECB meeting on Thursday. And I must say, I don't think anyone anticipated that Draghi would be quite as aggressive in fighting deflation as he was. And on balance, the markets took a little while yesterday to figure out exactly how beneficial all of the ECB's plans might be. But today, Draghi got a really nice vote of confidence from world markets.
To what extent did comments from the International Energy Authority help lift the market as well? Because it said that it thinks perhaps that the floor has been reached for the oil price.
Well, that's right, and that was certainly another big help. We've seen a strong correlation between oil prices and stocks here in the U.S. Oil was up 70 cents today, and the three biggest gainers in U.S. markets were oil companies, Devon Energy, Southwestern Energy, and Anadarko.
Chris Lowe from FTN Financial. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 1.3% at 17,213. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 1.7% at 61.39.